Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, it's Marcia. Well, it's actually afternoon in some places. A good story is a good story, and I'm Marcia Cook. And we have a great show today. We have a lot of guests, as usual. We're going to have a fun time because we have a lot of people on, and we're going to talk about self-publishing, which is the greatest subject. I really like that subject, and I think so many people out there are published that would like to self-publish themselves and don't know how to do it, and we have actually an expert here that does really great at this. But Sandra's here with me today. Sandra, hi.
Hi, Marcia.
And what happened the other day, Sandra wasn't with me because I told her we didn't have a show. We thought we didn't have a show, but we did have a show. So she's here today. So she didn't miss it because she didn't know we were having it. So you couldn't have missed it. It's probably my fault. So, you know, because I've been doing so many shows this week. And Wednesday I did a show, which is a little strange, but, well, like all of my shows, but that's the show Wednesday that I did is about books to movies. And the first few minutes, if you're listening to it, I was talking to myself. I'm not crazy, but I had to because nobody was on the show. I just decided to set it up like an hour or two before that. So, but it does have very good information after you get the first 5 minutes. And it's going to talk about what people need to, you know, if they want to me to take their books so they can, you know, maybe because I'm going to call production companies because I am an agent from Marcus Bryan and Associates, and which is I don't really talk about the things I do, and I probably should. I am an agent and a script writer and a self-published author, and my book Love Changes is with World Castle Traditional Publishing. And Willow Cross.
Yes, Jim.
Is here today, and she is, you know, actually, you know, she's self-published, and she's very successful. She brought her friends with her, Jennifer Wright, J.H. Glaze, and Kimberly Burke Miller, and we're all going to talk about self-publishing, and I'm going to let Willow talk, because for a while, if I don't butt in, but we talk a lot on the phone, because she's got great ideas, and she really knows what's happening in the market. So, hi, Willow.
Hi, Marcia.
And
hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
So everybody, I guess, you know, you could start it off and say, you know, maybe probably what we should do first is after you tell them who you are, then we'll introduce everybody, and then you'll talk about what you do because you know all these little tricks of the trade, which everybody needs to know. Even if you are published by a traditional, you need to know these things.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know everything. I'm learning every day. I'm trying to learn everything. But our group here, between Jeff and Kimberly and Jennifer and myself and several others, have really kind of banded together. We're all self-published or indie authors. Some people prefer to be called indie authors, but we self-publish and we help each other, which is something that is highly necessary in this faction of the writing community and publishing community. There's several different things that each of them do, and I'll let them talk about it themselves. But we're trying to establish a group of people that can count on each other to help with things. You know, if somebody doesn't know something, that they can come to one of us and ask. And Jeff's got a lot of things going on with it. Jeff, make sure when you talk that you talk about the Authors Publishing Collective because they need to know about that.
Sure.
You sound just like me. See, they may be just like me. Right. They won't know.
That's what we're doing. We're writing books. We're trying to sell them. It differs some from traditional publishing because they have things available to them that we don't, unless we pay for them. So in an effort to do what we're doing and keep costs minimal for the reader and for ourselves, because, you know, everything we pay for is right out of pocket, we've gotten together and are trying to help each other along. And it's been a fantastic experience for me. I can't speak for the others, but I depend on the people in this group a lot. I mean, I have my admins and Brittany. Everybody knows Brittany. And I depend on them a lot, too. But as far as author cooperation, you know, we need each other. And we need to build this small group into a very large, close-knit group of people that are willing to help each other instead of just help yourself.
That's, I mean, that's really important. Before, you know, there's one thing that you didn't, I didn't say about you. You are speaking at a conference.
Yes.
And so, do you want to say that? Because we have never talked about that on the show ever. And maybe because there's a lot of people that might be interested.
Oh, okay. Well, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Nashville, Tennessee, Utopia Female Paranormal Writers, it's YA Female Paranormal Writers Convention. It's at the Skerritt Bennett Center. And they have a Facebook page. It looks like UTOP YA, but it's Utopia YA. You can go there and get information on tickets, and there's all kinds of hotels and things in the area to stay in. And it looks like it's going to be really fun. It's for readers and writers. So fans can come and talk to their favorite writers, and they have all 10 or 15 different session tracks that are going to be panels that will be speaking about anything from character creation, world building. I'm going to be speaking on the self-publishing panel. Kim's going to be speaking on a panel too, but I don't know which panel it is.
Kim, do you know?
I don't know which panel it is yet.
Right. Okay. You'll be hanging there until they'll tell you, right?
Yes.
But I think it's going to be a wonderful time.
It sounds like good. I'm still thinking about it. Probably by the time I think about it, there'll be no reservations. But I'm still thinking about it because I would love to go to Nashville. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Have mine in July or at the end of June.
Yes. Yes,
I'm going to be at the...
What about the convention you're going to?
Oh, it's... Fright Night Horror Convention, but it's also, it's like 3-in-1. It's the Fandom Fest, and there's going to be tons of, like, famous people there and famous authors. Julie Kagwa is going to be there, and a whole bunch of people, but I'm going to be, I don't know what I'm going to be paneling on. I requested self-publishing, so we'll see if I get it, but A. Jacob Sweeney is going to be there, too, the author of Pulse of Heroes. She's an indie author as well. She's going, we're going to share a table and everything.
I've had a lot of horror writers, and we had one last week. It was great. I mean, Elizabeth Black was there, and Trent Zlaney, and I had Dana Fresney once, and then we had Joe Lansmore, who does scripts and books. They were on the show, and Christopher Beck, and they're all horror writers. Oh, and Brian Moreland. So they are great, but we have such a good time, Sandra, don't them when they're on the show. They're really great. I mean, I love to have them. I've had them on a couple times, and they're fun. Yeah.
Well, my stuff's more like The Vampire Hunter's Daughter is more YA. I don't really write horror, more
right.
Urban
but
fantasy
you're going
type
to,
of deal.
But you're still going to that.
I do.
Yes, I saw your covers. Yes, I did.
And they're so scary, too.
Are you going to that? I read some of the reviews. People are saying how scary it is.
Well, I'd like to go. I hadn't heard of that one. Where's that being held at?
It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm.
On June 29th, 30th, and July 1st. I think that month only has 30 days. But it's 3 days. And there's going to be a ton of, like, just a ton of people there. It's going to be crazy.
It sounds like fun. I mean, yeah. Well, the thing is, that is one of the things that I don't do, which I think I need to do, because I've heard this is really a fun thing to meet other writers and just be, you know, at these conventions and these conferences. That's what a lot of people do. The only problem is it does cost a lot of money to keep going places,
mm-hmm.
but that is what people do.
You can write it off for taxes
that.
If you're self-published, if you're doing it
right.
for
well,
business.
Well, that would be good if you self-published to make money. You got to make the money
let's
first.
Let's say if you're going to be self-published, number one, incorporate.
Yeah.
Because it's really important to have those tax advantages when it comes around to if you in fact start making money to be able to write some of those expenses off.
Well, because
right.
the truth is it's a very difficult, you know, when you have an accountant, you know, and they say to you, you know, like, is this a hobby? You know, this is not a hobby, but it is considered a hobby until you make money. But the thing is, you're right, incorporated is very good, you know, it's good to be that way. Plus it gives you, you know, some added, you know, it sounds like you're actually going to be in this for the long haul. But it is difficult to try to explain, you know, to that people really don't sell what they would like to, you know, the amounts they would like to sell. But eventually, everybody hopes to sell a lot of books. Eventually.
Well, one of the things about my books, whenever I publish, when I publish the novels and things like that, I put my corporation name as my publisher, and that way it makes
yeah.
it more official.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you approach it from the perspective of not only being an author but being a small business,
right.
there are so many different advantages related to that. But even with that, when you self-publish, take that corporate name and make that your publisher, and that way there is no question as to whether it's a hobby or a business.
Yeah. I have a couple books that I did with Michigan Avenue Media. Yeah, I really have done that, too. You're right. That, you know, we don't talk about that enough. But you're right. That's why the show is going to be good, because it's going to tell people these little things that people don't realize, especially, you know, I am a corporation. I should not, and I should probably be doing that, which I did with some of my children, but not all of them. And you're right, because that does, it does make you sound like you're really in this. And we are. I mean, most of us are in this for the long haul. Some, you know, give up, but, you know, I've never given up. So I've done a lot of different things, too. So that's a good thing to remind people of. Yeah, thanks for saying that. That's good. Okay, Willow, I'm sorry, I interrupted you, and then I got a whole different tangent.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, go ahead. But you were going to talk about your other things with self-publishing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to know? Give me a topic.
Maybe we should talk about some of the topics that we talk about. Okay. All right, here, this is the other topic is, let's just talk about reviews for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Because I know self-published authors are very, that, you know, there are a lot of people now that are doing book reviews for self-published. I know years, like even last year, you go to a website, they go, oh, self-published authors, we're not going to review your book.
Right.
But it's changed.
That's true.
And now it's good. Yeah, Fran Lewis just has one, a standard, what is it called, book reviews? Book review, is that the Facebook page? Let's see. I think it is. I'll check this for a minute. What it's called. I think it's book reviews. So, yeah, reviewing your book. And there's six or seven reviewers there, and they will review self-published books. It's on Facebook. It's reviewing your books. So look for that,
well,
you know, on Facebook.
As far as professional-grade reviews, Kirkus Reviews used to not review self-published authors as well. And they recently have created a division in their company to review self-published authors.
Yeah,
and
they
Kirkus
were on a few
Reviews
weeks
is
ago.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, Kirkus is the one who, you know, the major publishers all go to get
yes.
those liner notes and stuff.
Yeah, and we had a really good show a few weeks ago with them, and they've changed a lot now. And what they do is, if it's a really bad review, they won't put it out. You have to pay for it, but if it's a good one, it can take you to a lot of different places. And because they have so many people in their website, I mean, they're
yeah.
just unbelievable. They have publishers, agents. I mean, they have tons of people in their website. I think their review is about $400, which is expensive, but I think if people, when they're starting, if they do want to spend anything at all, that would be, I think, a good thing to start with, which I actually wouldn't have thought until I actually had them on the show, and it made a lot of sense for the amount of people that are in there, and you really get good chances, and because it still means a lot to a lot of people, the Kirkus Review.
Yeah, if they really like your book, they'll spotlight you on the homepage
yeah.
of the website.
Yeah. This is a good, it's a really good, it is, it really can help a lot. With a lot of different books. So that is true, because Kirkus didn't, and a lot of people did not review self-published books. And that was, you know, a hindrance for a lot of the self-published authors. But now it's changed. And even
right.
even like 6 or 7 years ago, when people used to self-publish books, I'd go like, I don't know, this is not going to help your career. But now it doesn't matter, because you actually can have a career where people thought they couldn't. and they actually can. Like, Willow, I mean, you've been doing this for a while now, and you put yourself out there, and you did a lot of free books. So do you want to talk about that for a second? Because the free books are, you know,
well,
and then everybody can maybe talk about that if they've done any of those.
Let's place this topic under misconception.
Okay.
I think that's a good place.
Oh, girl.
I'm what, Jeff?
I said, hey, you go, girl.
One of the huge misconceptions, and when I say huge, I'm not even remotely exaggerating. There's a lot of people who believe, and I was one of them. I'm just as guilty as everybody else, that they believe they're going to publish a book, they're going to get it out there, they're going to drop some links on Facebook, everybody's going to pick up those links and pass it to all their friends, and the next thing you know, they're going to be rich. It does not happen that way. I don't know if it's ever happened that way. There might be an exception to that rule, but it doesn't.
I think it like one in a million.
And you have to go into this knowing you're going to build a fan base that you have to be willing to give. You have to be willing. When I say I have given thousands of books away, I'm not exaggerating. I've had over 98,000 downloads of Haunted between Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords when it was free. That's a lot of free books.
That's a ton.
And by the way, if you guys are doing free books, keep track of those because that's also a tax exemption. That's considered a loss and for promotional use, so hang on to your information because you can use that later. You have to be willing to give because people aren't going to just go, I've never heard of her, but I'm going to go pay $3 for this book. They're
more than that, right, or 12 if it's a regular book, you know, they're just not doing it.
Right. And I don't blame them because, you know what, I wouldn't have done that myself. I will now because I know what it's like to be a self-published author. But before I did this, I wouldn't have paid for a book from somebody, not an e-book, not when I can't look at the back cover and all of that and thumb through it and make sure that I've read a paragraph here and there and it looks good to me. So you have to understand you got to give, and you have to build a fan base. You absolutely have to build a fan base. I did mine backwards. Before I published my first book, I should have began to build a fan base. Things would have gone much smoother for me had I done that.
But how would you know? But you couldn't know that, though. See, how could you have done that if you didn't know you were going to have? I mean, what happened to you? You've had so many people on there. How would you have known that? That's not. I mean, most people don't get that lucky to have that many people. I mean, you had a lot of people. I mean, we're not even talking 1,000. You said how many? Like 90,000.
Oh, no, that's not on my fan page. I wish.
No, but you're saying, with your fan page, but you had all these people download it.
Yeah.
So, but you couldn't have known that you were going to have such success when you did this.
No, I had no idea. How did you manage to get that many downloads? To be honest with you, I don't have the slightest clue how that happened. The book came out at the right time. It came out just before Halloween. It went free on Amazon right after Halloween. And it picked up momentum, and it just kept going and going and going, and it did phenomenal, way more than I ever expected for it to do. Though, you know, it's not free anymore; it's a paid book now. But I think
you do have loyal fans.
You can start
charging
at this point.
You have fans now, though. You have fans.
Yes, and many of them just because they read that book.
Yeah.
And it was free, and that's how you start to acquire a fan base. Is you give your stuff away, and you can't be stingy with it. There have been times where, go ahead.
What I was going to say is that in the course of the last 6 months, when I first started promoting in September, I've given away over 150 paperback copies of my first book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to do these. So, you know, maybe we should say one thing what we didn't do. Maybe we should just have everybody say their websites and who they are so people, because there's people in the chat room, so they know who everybody is. Okay, Willow, go ahead and start first, and you'll just do, you know, your books and your website, and then I'm going to have everybody else, because there's people in the chat room, they don't know who you are. So
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay.
I'm Willow Cross. My website is www.willowcrossbooks.weebly.com, and my Facebook page is Willow Cross Books, my fan page. I have two different series. The Dark Gift series has Birthright as the first book, Inheritance the second book. Those are in paperback and ebook. I also have a Dark Gifts companion series that goes along with them that are short stories about secondary characters in the books. And they're standalones. You don't have to have read the full-length novels to be able to read the shorts and like them. And then I have Oceans of Red, Volume 1 and 2, Haunted, of course, and A Christmas Miracle, which is a short Christmas story. And those are on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble.
How many words is your short Christmas story? Or how many pages is it? It's very short?
I don't even know. It's
okay.
Short.
Okay.
Maybe 15 or less pages. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's very short.
Okay. I want to mention, I'll put that down for a note we'll talk about in a few minutes. Okay, Jennifer, do you want to say who you are?
I'm Jennifer Malone Wright, and I'm the author of the Vampire Hunter's Daughter series. It's a short story series, and I also have a full-length novel that's part of the series called The Birth of Jaden. And my website is www.jenniferwrightauthor.com. Facebook page, you can go to the Vampire Hunter's Daughter, and you'll find it.
And Tempting Book Tours. Tell them about that.
The what?
Tell them about your Tempting Book Tours.
Oh, and I just started a new book tour company called Tempting Book Tours because I've done a lot of book tours just for my friends for no cost, so I decided that I wanted to help other people, and so we started.
But see, the thing is, are you going to get paid for this? See, this is the
yes.
thing. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, because what I do,
Tempting
I mean,
Book Tours
is
a.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Okay. Tempting Book Tours is a paid company. Farrah Evers
okay.
is my partner. She does all the graphic work, the graphic design, all that. www.temptingbooktours.com, and it's everything we do together. So. She's
what kind of a tour? What kind of a tour is it? Is it to different blogs?
Virtual book tours.
Okay.
Virtual, and there's four different packages to choose from, and it's you can go from like 1 week to 1 month, depending on what you're looking for.
Would you mind saying what some of the pricing is so people will know, just like you know just like from the beginning to the end?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Our 1 week book tour or our 1 week tour
mm-hmm.
is $45, and the it's behind the bookshelf. And the one-month tour is $105.
Okay.
It's reasonably priced, but the difference between me and a lot of other companies is that I offer a certain amount of reviews with mine because, like, some of the tours that I've been on through other companies, they don't offer you reviews unless it's extra because I don't know why. Anyway, so, like, the one-week tour...
There's no answer, right. These questions... No.
Yeah, the 1 week tour, you get like 2 to 3 guaranteed reviews. If for some reason life happens and somebody doesn't do it, we will replace that review with another one, but it might not take place during your tour because we have to, you know, plan in
That's
reading the, time.
Is there any genre that you won't take or every genre?
Not so far. I mean,
okay.
I want
right.
to help everybody.
Good. All right. That's a good thing. And, no, the prices are very good. That's a good – yeah, they are good prices.
Yeah. Is there a website or is that just a blog or is that what?
You really don't know where my tour page is, Jeff?
We don't have arguments here and we always just say,
don't
okay.
www. I mean – I'm about to give you $45, so, you know.
Temptingbooktours.com.
See, I think now maybe when babies are born now, we have to get them a Facebook page where they're born.
Yeah.
So that we can all identify each other. Right? It's
oh,
right
oh, oh,
the band,
hey.
Right?
Remind me to talk about Facebook ads and stuff like that, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Ready? I am writing notes. Okay, Facebook ads.
And
okay.
then...
Okay.
and. We need, Kimberly and Jeff, you guys need to...
Okay, talk. Okay, Jeff?
Ladies first.
Okay, Kimberly?
Go, Kimberly, go.
Okay. I'm Kimberly Burke-Miller. I'm the author of the Moon Coven series, and I'm one of the owners of the Book Party release page with Willow Cross. Yes. And we have this page for indie authors to help promote them and give them as much exposure as they can get. I mean, being indie, we don't have the backing that the traditional publishers have, and we don't have that money that they have. So that's it.
Well,
we have each other.
Yeah, because, you know, it does amount to money, because it really matters, because this gets very expensive. And,
yeah. It
you know, it really does, you know. And if you – but one of the things that I've said in the past is that we have to do some things. But, you know, if you're doing some reasonable things, yes, because you have to do something. You cannot do nothing. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. But that's why – and you cannot trust a lot of people. So that's why I try to put on people on the show that at least I've talked to for, like, a while, and I know them. And, you know, so at least we have some idea of going to people instead of out – when you're out there – you're out there. I mean, everybody, you know, especially the people that have these most glamorous websites, everybody goes, oh, they must be wonderful. But that doesn't mean anything. If you could have a small website and really do great work for people, it isn't about that. Well, Jeff could talk about the websites. All right, here we go. That's your turn now. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, my real name is Jeff Glaze, but I publish under J.H. Glaze. I have two novels out currently. I'm on the second draft of my third. I've got two short story collections called The Horror Challenge, Volume 1 and 2. And then I've got a very large short story that's called Forced Intelligence. My novels are a series. It's called The Paranormal Adventures of John Hazard. And my website is JH, as in horse, Glaze.com, jhglaze.com. I'm also on Facebook as JH Glaze. I also have two other interesting pages on Facebook. One is called The Horror Challenge, where I accept topics from my readers. They can even just give me one word, and I'll write a short story based on their suggestion. And I give them credit for the suggestions, and I compile all those stories into volumes, and those are available on Amazon. But the one for this call that's most important to people is called the Authors Publishing Collective. And if you go to that page, you won't find very much on there, because basically what I'm offering on that page is, if you have any questions about self-publishing and I have the answer, I'll give you the answer. And if I don't have the answer, I'll refer you to some place or somebody else who might have the answer for
you. What's it called? Authors Collective?
The Authors Publishing Collective.
Okay. I feel like I'm in a class. You know, there's notes down here. Okay. But these are very interesting things. I mean, I have been self-publishing for years, and people need to know these things that they don't know. These are really good ideas for people that do not know, and there's a lot of people out there that listen that are thinking of, you know, publishing, and if they've had as many rejections as I've had in the past when I first started, you just don't give up. Just get your book self-published, and you can have a career.
Oh, a few more things for just the ladies on the call with me. Mm-hmm. One is advertising, Facebook advertising and Goodreads advertising. Basically, there is a form of advertising that there's two forms of advertising. One is pay-per-view, and one is pay-per-click. And on Facebook and Goodreads, you can set up a pay-per-click advertising account where you set the budget of how much you're willing to spend a day. And with that advertising, you can actually get millions of views out of your account. As long as nobody ever clicks on the ad, you're putting yourself in front of people. That's called branding.
I just did both of those.
But, you know, if you do I have an electronic business that was my dad's, and so years ago that came up, you know, with the pay, and I was very afraid to do it because I figured, oh my God, what if I get a lot of clicks and how much is it going to cost me? But if you put in the amount, is that what you're saying? You put in the amount that you...
Well, Goodreads is like, you can pay it, like I paid $20, and they took that out of my account, and then it was like prepaid, I guess.
Okay, all right.
And then, like,
that's
it said you have this much credit left. But I just checked it this morning, and within like 3 days, I had like 67,000 views.
Really?
Not clicks.
Exactly.
Views.
Okay, no, that's okay. Right.
And,
that's okay.
But
and
for $20.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, so you want to, when you do that, you want to set it up where you're paying by the click, not by the view.
Right,
because,
exactly.
Okay.
The views will eat up your budget really quickly, whereas you'll be appearing on all kinds of pages, but and people will see your name and they'll see it and they'll see it and they'll see it, and it's almost a subliminal thing. The more they see it,
mm-hmm.
the better it is for you.
Wow.
But you can set what happens whenever you set up that account is that they will give you a suggested bid on that click, which is usually somewhere between on Goodreads it might be somewhere between 25 cents and 75 cents per click to bid on. But theoretically, you can set your own bid. So my bids are set at like 10 cents.
Okay.
So I may not be on as many pages as the person who's got the 25 cent budget.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still on the pages, and
I want to ask you a question though. If you said 10 cents, okay, how much has your bill? What's the most it's been? So people might want to ask that question is. How much? What? Like, if you put 10 cents, how much have you paid? As far as like in a week, I mean, has it been anything that's somebody?
Well, like
can
on
get?
Goodreads, you can preset your amount though.
Okay,
yes,
so
and that's what I
over.
Did. So right, what I so. Did was I put in $60 when I first established the account, and it hasn't used that $60 yet, and my ads are still appearing on Goodreads pages.
Now, how long has that been for? Like
since November.
Oh, all right. Okay, that's a good thing. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
because it always made me nervous to do that, right? Because then you think, oh my God, you know what happens? That you get like all these bills coming in. Okay.
Yeah, and Goodreads gives you a daily report of how much you spent of your budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
It comes in your email.
Okay.
Yeah, it's emailed to you every day, and then Facebook is basically the same thing. Now, when you go on Facebook, now you're in a different realm because your bids on Facebook, I've seen bids suggested at $3 to $5 on Facebook when I'm selling a book for $12.95 and it costs me $5 just to get it printed. Okay. So on Facebook, you can also set your bid really low because you're bidding for category. And it doesn't matter. Let's say, for example, that I bid my book at 20 cents per click, right?
Mm-hmm.
My ad is 20 cents per click. Well, it may not show up at all during prime time. That's like Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You may never see my ad. But there's a lot of people on Facebook at midnight, and there's a really good chance that they're going to see my ad on Facebook at midnight. And it gives me exposure.
There's a ton of people on at midnight. There really are.
Right. So you have the categories. If you looked at my keywords are stuff like Stephen King, and things like that. And Stephen King has a very large following on Facebook. Really, just think of those things when you're setting up your account. Set your bid really low.
The tag words.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. You can set a maximum amount per month that you're willing to spend, so you don't get surprised that all of a sudden you spent $1,000 on these,
right, that's
on
the
these
thing
ads.
I was afraid of, right, that, you know.
So you set your daily maximum, you set your monthly maximum, and you're good to go. You don't have to worry about, spending more money than you expected.
But the clicks, I mean, but that's good. I mean, that's good enough because at least, and if there's a time that the books go to 99 cents, the people that have clicked you may buy it at 99 cents then.
Right. And my ads all click straight through to Amazon.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You can link it to anything you want. You can link it to your website.
Okay.
But I link straight to my author's page on Amazon that has everything that I have out on Amazon.
All right. Okay, that's good.
See, I link straight to my free one because my free one is set to, I mean, it's part of a series. So, I mean, people read that first one and they want the rest. You know, so
yeah,
I let
right.
them have it
right.
for free. I let them click through for free, and it says right on my ad, free read. So,
let's say somebody has just one book, okay, and these are some of the things that really could help them get themselves a fan page. You know, they could get fans from this. I mean, this is really a good idea because their next book would be much more successful if they start this way and really do it the right way.
Right. Well, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. With, I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to jump in here for a minute. It's building your fan base.
Yeah.
When you only have one book available and nobody knows who you are, that's when you have to be giving, giving, giving. Because you have, people have to read it. They can't become a fan of you if they haven't read your work.
Right.
They can like you and think you're a great person, but they're not going to go tell your,
right,
their friends,
right,
oh, go read this. And that right there, word of mouth is the biggest seller. And for all of you that are maybe listening that are fans, I want to thank you, because every time you click the share button on my links,
mm-hmm,
you are helping me in a way that you cannot imagine, because that is the kind of advertising that really sells books.
Okay.
Because when you're, it's, you know, I can go look on the New York Times bestseller list, and I can go to the biggest review blogger in the world and look at their recommendations for books, but I don't know that person, and them telling me to buy that book is not going to carry nearly as much weight as my best friend saying, I just read this book and it rocked, you have to read it. Then I will be out buying that book. Because I know,
exactly,
she loves it. I love it. And that's where the fans come in and really help out. And I'm,
mm-hmm,
so very grateful. There are so many wonderful people on my fan page. They are so very helpful. I'm having a big review thing going on right now because I'm trying to get the books up to 50 reviews on Amazon. And I've had so many people jump in and say, hey, I will review this for you. And people, the average person doesn't like to do a book review because, first of all, they think that they need to sound all literary.
No, just say you like it,
don't,
or you don't, whatever.
They don't. I tell the people on the fan page, I say, I don't care if you just give it, you know, one star and say it sucked, I hated it, as long as there is a review there so that people can look through those and go, oh, well, hey, this looks like it might be a pretty good book. But then you get to the point where when you have that first book out and you've started to build a fan page and or build a fan base, a reader base, you get to the point where you have to stop giving as much, because at some point we have to start being able to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody ask me, oh, several months ago, when do you feel, no, it just wasn't somebody, it was a conversation that Kimberly and I had about when we were going to feel like we were successful. And I laughed,
yeah,
and I said, you know, when I can pay one utility bill with my monthly income.
I remember you said that. Yeah, I know you said
I'm going to feel like I'm really doing something and I'll feel successful. And that first month that I could pay a utility bill, I was like, woo, yay, me, go.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm talking about a $100 water bill. I'm not talking about
$100
electric bill.
We all know how you feel, Will.
The truth of it is, when you really think about that, you know, like, authors do not make what people think they do, okay?
Oh, no.
And, you know, when you get a royalty check and it's like $2 because you have sold maybe a few books, but then Amazon takes, I mean, everybody takes a little cut, you know, of things.
Yeah.
And when you have a publisher,
well,
so, I mean, there is money that it doesn't, it's hard even to make $100 sometimes for people.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
On their,
well, let's get down to actuality,
okay,
here. Because one of the things,
okay,
I tell writers, a lot of the authors I talk to is, we need to start being open. We need to start talking figures with each other, because there,
yeah,
are people that think,
right,
that their sales really stink and they're all down and depressed about it, when in all actuality, their sales are better than everybody else's.
Right.
When you're looking at,
right,
and even for the readers, when you're looking,
yeah,
at a 99-cent book,
right,
we make 32 cents off a 99-cent book.
32 cents.
Right, that's right.
Which means,
exactly,
if you want to make $30 a day,
yeah,
you have to sell 100 books.
And that's
in
a lot.
Day, you have
that's
to have
a lot, because everybody's in competition. That's what I mean. Like, that's one of the reasons having you on here. It's like, oh my God, I have people on that are saying what I always say. Because sometimes, no matter who you are, you need to have backup. You know, as what happens. And I really am an advocate for people to do this. But the thing is, you can't expect to make money right away. It,
right.
It took me a year before
book.
I made $20 a year. Before I made $20,
it wasn't quite a year, but I mean, the first 3 months that I had Birthright out, and by the time that 3 months was up, I think I had Inheritance and or Oceans One out too. I didn't make, you have to make $10 a month in sales to actually
get paid.
Yeah, no,
I didn't make
I
enough
this.
To get
it's
paid.
True. It's true. And you know what? It's true. And, you know, it really is hard to sell books online, okay? And if people are, if they get a check for like 150 or something, they're doing well for this because it's, you know how many people are out there now selling books? Everybody. Like if you go to a book signing, even when you go to a book signing now, I'm not even sure I'm going to try, you know, when I went to the schools, that's pretty successful because the kids go home, you know, and then they, you know, you give them a certain price and it goes to a charity, a little of it, and then, you know, they come in with the money for the book. But when you go out there and you're out there and you go to any bookstore, whatever, and you finally have begged them to let you come there, and then you sell two books and you don't feel good, that's not, it's not, you, it takes time. You know, I mean, my first, one of my first book signings was at Walden Books. They were wonderful. They got, they put a table out. They put me right in the front. They're out of business now, but, you know, they were great. They said, you know, you're, book, if you're just starting, keep coming out because it takes time for people to buy books. And they, I mean, they ended up buying the books themselves. The people that worked there, they liked My Love Changes. But, you know, and, but they were so nice. But a lot of times people go to book signings and they're not selling more than one or two. It, you don't go to,
well, you have to look at that as like the promotion that went into that. Like my book signing, my first one, my book launch, the promotion was worth it. We had posters tacked up everywhere. We had, I mean, it was everywhere in the newspapers. I didn't sell hardly, but like I sold seven books.
Now,
but
where do you
it
live?
Was,
what city?
I live in small town. I live in Priest River, Idaho.
See, but that might
what?
Be, you, Priest River, Idaho.
Yeah, Priest River, Idaho.
Be, you know what? You see, you.
Oh, there's more than
not...
10 people in that town.
What?
I'm sorry. I said, I hope there's more than 10 people in that town because now I know where to look for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, really,
coming
though, now,
yeah, but
my promotional efforts have been worth it, though, because, I mean.
It matters.
I mean, I don't know.
No.
We're all talking about sales and stuff, and I do okay.
That's good.
So,
That's good. So we're happy for you. Good thing, right?
Well, I'm
and
just saying,
Jen,
it takes a
Jen,
while.
Tell us about your book, because Jen's got a book out on marketing.
I forgot to plug the guide.
Yes,
the guidebook.
Really, it's really
the self,
good.
The guide to self-publishing. And the reason I've been saying, I just started saying my numbers recently, because it's important for me, for people to sell my guidebook, you know, for people to know that I'm doing okay. You know, I sold, like last month, I made like $2,500.
That's really,
you know,
that's
and
really,
off of
really
my
good.
E-book.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I'm selling, and that's, like, I underestimated Smashwords because I made, like.
I'm on Smashwords. Yeah, right, yeah, you sell on Smashwords.
Well,
sales
well what happened was I didn't realize because the distributors, they lag, their pay lags, or the retailers, it lags. And so I made, like, $1,300 on Amazon, and I was like, this is awesome,
wow,
you know.
Great. How many pages is your book, The Guide to Self-Publishing?
I don't know.
Is it small?
I don't know.
Is it a small book?
It's decent size.
So, are they
do,
so, they get, so they're doing it in an e-book? They're doing it in an e-book,
yeah, it's just
right?
an e-book because, you know, I mean, it's not big enough to be made into it. But
e-books
it
sell
mostly
really
has to do with marketing, though.
Oh,
mostly.
That's great. That's good. Oh, so it's The Guide to Self-Publishing.
And marketing.
And marketing. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
But Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
Jennifer, is that book available on Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you
the
click on any of my links and then go to my author page, it's right there.
While
okay.
we're talking about marketing
again.
And
say
promoting, there's something
again.
Else I would like to say, if, if y'all don't mind. And all of us have had this discussion, and I'm expecting that after I say this that I'm going to lose a bunch of likes on my fan page.
Oh, no.
But there's,
well, we can,
there's
I
one
can
thing
you
need
you
to know.
I can always get you off. We can shut you off. How bad is
yeah,
it?
Jump
okay,
on
go ahead.
Go ahead and jump on
this
fake Willow.
As the new author trying to get your name out there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an avid people watcher, so I'm always, you know, checking out the news feed and seeing what people are doing. There are certain things in promoting yourself, which is highly necessary, that you need to avoid at all costs. On special days like today, because Afterlife, by the way, everybody, Afterlife is free today on every Amazon, so please go get a copy.
Go get it.
On days like today, you will see my book links pop up over and over and over because it's only a 24-hour promotion. Okay. And I want everybody to see that post and get it while it's free.
Okay.
I even told people as early as last week, don't buy it because it's going to be free on May 11th. I want you to get it when it's free.
Okay. Say the title again so people can hear it.
It's called Afterlife. It's
Afterlife.
One of my Dark
okay.
Gifts companions. But now, but because this is a special exception, I'm posting the link a lot today, but one thing you don't want to do when you're promoting yourself is overwhelm people with your links to your books.
Okay.
Because then you just become spam. And people hide your posts. They get tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
If every time you click on a news feed, you see the same book link over and over and
over.
And
all the groups and everything.
So what do you do then? So you vary things that you do? Or
I vary. Well, one thing I do to ease the book link,
mm-hmm.
Personally, I do. Well, my girls do this because I don't do a lot of this stuff, but
well, we should say this. You're very lucky.
People
wait,
for
you
that.
Got, you have to give your help. You have to give them. You have to say who they are and say thank you because they. I want this. I want Brittany myself.
Yeah, I need to because
everybody wants a Brittany.
I want a Brittany. Okay, Brittany, do you
have friends? Brittany.
She's in the chat room. I want
Brittany Kerrigan is my personal assistant. She's my go-to gal. And then we have Jennifer Warwick Davis, who is next in the chain of command under her. They're my bosses, by the way. Don't anybody ever think that I tell those girls what to do because they tell me what to do.
Well, I need to know if they have friends because I want that.
And,
I said to somebody, I'm so jealous of you, not about your books. I'm jealous that you have such help.
You want my help? You can't
yes,
have
I don't
them.
Care about
I will
them. I want help. I'm begging for help. It's so
and then
hard
I have,
to do all of this. It's impossible.
Katie Pierce. Hi, Katie. I see you in the chat room.
I see her there, too. Okay,
Katie and Nat are both teenagers, and Natalie Mercado Morales. Did I say your last name right, Matt? Nat, I'm sorry if I said it wrong. They're both teenagers, and they're both admins on my page, and they are awesome, awesome young people and help me a lot because they're my target readers. They're in my target reading group. And I will send them my stuff and say, read this, what do you think? Because I want their opinion. Am I getting where I'm supposed to be getting? Because I love it that so many grown-ups love my books. But they are YA books. So I want to make sure that my target group likes them too. And they're all tremendously helpful. And then I also have Amy Carter, who also does a lot of stuff for me. And they're just wonderful people. Brittany says in the chat room is now.
I know, I'm just writing so fast, I can't write it. I'm going, I'm in here. Take me.
I know where you live, Brittany. She's coming with me to that convention that we're
okay,
going to.
She's taking
July.
The applications. I said, I'm in. Luckily, I'm in the chat room.
Really? And I suggest if you can find some people to admin your page and help you, some good people that just want to hang out and you know, they don't get paid other than I give them free books and they can, you know, if they want to use my books to do giveaways or whatever on their pages, I say go for it because they do all this stuff for me and they don't charge me.
That's the same
me
with my Jen. I tell her, go ahead and do whatever you want. She's my admin on my page. So.
Oh, see, you know,
we all
I'm
have
saying,
a, we all need a Jen, too. Jens are always good to
right,
have.
Yes. You know what,
I have my Jen. We all have a fur.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, people don't realize how much they need this. They don't need, you need this because this is so hard to do. And that it really is. It's not easy to do all this work. It is very hard.
It's not.
I did it right,
guys. But when you can combine, like Kimberly and I, her admins and my admins all work together. We do a lot of stuff together. Jen and I do a lot of stuff together. Jeff and I do a lot of stuff together and combined for giveaways and whatever, because the more people you can get involved, that's the whole point of the party release page. The more people you can get involved that are going to actually help, because sometimes you run across people that just want you to do it for them.
Okay, when you say help, what kind of help do you need? Like what kind of things?
Well, for the party page, we have people that host one-hour segments. One of the rules, and there are rules to being part of that group.
Okay, yeah, you want to talk about that a little soon, yeah.
You have to participate in everything.
Yes, you have to either donate some kind of merchandise, whether it's ebooks or bookmarks or whatever you choose.
Okay.
You have to either donate or host in every party we have.
Can we like sell
see,
our
like,
husbands?
Like,
can we sell our husbands or something on there?
See, like, I can't host
because I
have five kids. So I can't host any segments because I have five kids.
Oh
so it's
God.
Really, really hard for me. Like right now I'm hiding in my bedroom.
Yeah.
But I can't do it because – so I donate to everything.
Okay.
I put, you know, on every party, they just put it on there. Whatever, you know, I have two books that I donate for everything.
Now, what does the host do? What does the host do then when you're hosting it? What does the host do?
Kim, why don't you tell her about that?
We play games. Like, if you look on the pages, we play games like caption me this. We'll take a picture and let them come up with their own caption for it. And they could win an ebook, they could win a mini poster, they could win a bookmark. It really just gets the readers involved.
Yeah.
With different
great.
Authors. And we have 12-hour parties, so there's a new host for every hour, which means different books that they're winning. So we're exposing them to different authors. But we're really kind of strict with who we let in to the group because we're trying to build a close-knit family.
Right.
Not just, you know, we're a friend here and there. We're trying to build this close-knit family because in order for one of us to get to the top in this world, if you're not a traditional published author, it's alone that we're not being heard. But when we band together,
yeah. Well,
we're
I think,
loud.
You know, this is, you have no idea. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. And I think I started self-publishing about 9 years ago. And the truth of the matter is, it has come so far, it is unreal. And that's why, I mean, I'd like to think that it's moving on at a faster, and it is moving on at a faster pace because there are really, like, I think a lot of people think that the books aren't good. That's not true. The books are very good. The authors are good, and they work hard, and it's a whole different thing now. That's why I'm doing books to movies. I'm an agent. So what I'm doing is taking people's books on. So if you have books that you think might be movies, you know, I'm taking them on as an agent, and then I'm putting them all over, and I'm going to be calling the production companies because I really think over, I've been doing this for 15 years, and I feel like the scripts that the production companies get, they're not loving. I'm a scriptwriter also, and the books, some of these books are so good that they need to be movies, okay? And so I'm
right.
really dedicated to doing this now. And so that's what I'm doing because I believe it's the time is right now. Who knows 5 years from now, but right now this is the best time for good authors. I don't care if they're self-published. And I am, like, you know, like Jeff said about Kirkus, right, everybody is starting to believe this because there are so many good writers. And everybody knows people that are published does not mean their books are always good. They could be a friend of somebody, or who knows, you know, and
right.
they're not always good, and everybody has different tastes. So it's a market is wide open right now. I had my children's books self-published. I never, ever thought my children's books, and kids love them, and I'm happy with them, and Fidelity Publishing, she's a self-publisher, and she helped me. You know, not everybody can do it themselves. And the only way I recommend Fidelity is because she did all my books, and without her, I do not think I would have done my books because she told me how to do a lot of things, and one of her things was get on a radio show, and I went, like, I don't think so. And I've said this a lot of shows. I don't think this is for me. She goes, you need to do this. And she said, you need to do this, you need to do that. And it has helped me, and she's really guided me. And even though I have paid her, she's worth it. And because I see a lot of self-published books that if you can't do it where it looks right, don't do it then. Have somebody
yeah.
do it, you know, and Willow, you know, you've said that you can format for people and you're not usually expensive. And I think that children's books are hard to format. That's not an easy thing. I'm begging you to learn.
I haven't started charging yet.
Right.
I keep saying I'm going to, but
no,
I haven't
need,
got around.
No, you need to because it's very hard to format. And Smashwords is difficult to, like, to put formats on. But people need to realize something. You know, children's books, they are hard to do. But, you know, that's a very closed market. I tried for years. I had wonderful mm-hmm. clients. They just wouldn't take them because they didn't want to look at the illustrations, okay? And the fact is a lot of the publishers, the people that were reading it, they just didn't get the stories because there's no pictures. So,
yeah.
And that's why they got rejected, not because of their stories. But then when I met Robin and she showed me how to pick pictures out and what to do, and it was like I got my children's books out. And I never, ever, I really had given up with that already. I did. And then I wrote my Emelina series, now I started. And I'm so happy, but people think they can't do this. And one of the things that I always say is I was so happy when I had my book self-published. I think people, they're not happy enough as they should be. They go, oh, it's not this. They should be so happy because this is so lucky, because you could sit with your work in your drawer forever,
mm-hmm.
and no
yeah.
one will ever see it.
You know what's helping the children's books right now, too, though, is the color Kindles and the color Nooks.
Yes, absolutely.
Because the kids can look at the pictures. I mean, the kids can use those.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like
mine, are
e-book format,
99 cents. But they don't sell as well because it's going to be a market. It's going to be a great
mm-hmm.
market, but not
well, one
exactly.
thing I, oh, sorry, Marcia.
Go ahead. No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
One thing I want to address is when you said about giving up. Listen, I give up once a week. I really do. Once a week I throw my hands in the air and say, forget
right
it, now. I'm done. Why am I doing this? Somebody, and I'll message Kim or Brittany or somebody and say,
yep.
tell me why I'm doing this again.
Yep. I say
and
all
they'll
the
say,
time.
Oh,
I go,
shut up, go watch
I
a
quit.
TV show. And then a couple hours later, I'm back at it, back to work. And we all give up. It gets,
yeah.
It's very discouraging, but you have to have your downtime because you need it. Pick yourself back up and keep
right.
going. And if failure's not an option for you, you
it's not
won't
for me.
Fail.
Right, exactly.
And
right.
learn,
right.
learn, learn. I cannot stress enough.
Research.
I've told hundreds of people, if you would have read the very first version of Birthright, that I actually was ridiculously stupid enough to try to query and sell. And
well,
I was.
Well, we, yeah, well, I
if
look
you
at my
could have
stuff,
seen
yeah.
that compared to the way I write now, it's like night and day. But
yeah.
you have to put in the legwork. You have
it's
to
hard,
learn
hard.
These. There's English rules, grammar rules, punctuation rules. I don't know them all. I am not a writing genius. That's
no.
why I have an editor.
Right.
She's the writing genius.
Well, honestly,
but,
no, but the truth is I need editing. I admit it. I say it all the time. You know, I'm not afraid to say I need editing. And, you know, yesterday my editor was in and we decided, you know, because I put Jeff Fleischer, he's actually, I put him on my website on Michigan Avenue Media because I and Virginia does editing, you know, with World of Ink. Those are the only two people because I've seen what happens here. And, I mean, I don't like to recommend people, but if I use them, I can say I like them. I know what goes on out there, and it is so pathetic that people are getting, they pay prices, and then they have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, Virginia,
there's
Virginia
a lot
put
of that
somebody
on,
right, that had gone twice to an edit. It was horrible. And I know once Jeff does it, he does it. You know, and, you know, he looked at something, he goes, well, you know, did you do this? Because, you know, there's a misspelling. I go, no, that wasn't me. Amazon, Amazon, not me. You know, I didn't do it. So it's like because I am worried about that, very worried about that, because I'm an agent, and, you know, and people get very crazy lately, though, if you have a mistake. They're ready to say, oh, you're horrible. But, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Especially all of us.
Yeah.
Who are
I just read
tonight.
A traditionally published book that I found several mistakes in.
Yes, we like to hear that.
And it happens. There's no, with that many words, I mean, if the average size of a full-length novel is anywhere from 75,000 to 100,000 words. And they most of them run 80
oh, wait, you know what?
To 90,000.
Oh, you know what? We have a caller that I didn't know. She's telling.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I know we're so busy talking. Okay, go ahead. Right.
Hey, Marcia.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, this is Bobby. Bobby was having
I recognize your voice. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're good.
Good. How are
good.
You?
Well, I was just going to say y'all were getting, well, I don't have a question, actually. Y'all were talking about marketing your books and getting out there and getting them sold. And I really haven't sat around waiting for, you know, everybody to order it online because
tell
them
where
I don't
sell
have
you.
That.
Tell everybody where you sell it in case they didn't hear. You know, you had a lot of people that listened to the show on Tuesday night. It was a really good show. Okay. Tell
oh,
them where
great.
You go. Tell them where you go. But see, tell them where you go, into your neighborhood.
Well, I have two daughters. One of them works in the prison system. And there's a lot of people there. I have another daughter that works for Walmart. Before my book ever came out, they had spread the word. When my first book signing, I sold 38 books.
Wow.
Then after the, and then I've had book signings ever since, and I've probably ordered 5 cases of books, and only have, I'm looking, about 7 left. I have another book signing next month, and I'm going to have to order some more. But you can go, you're talking about, I'm not sure who was talking about, they lived in a very, very, very small town.
I think it's better. I think it's better. I really think it's much better. When you live
famous here. People know who, because I live in a small town, I'm like a celebrity.
My small town has under 2,000 people.
Same
but
here.
I've got five businesses in this town that carry my books.
See, that's what I did. I went to every single business in town. And, I mean, it didn't matter what it was, the gas stations, the coffee shops. I mean, I went into every single business.
I hit up the liquor store. The best ones are the beauty shop, the feed stores, the liquor stores. Now, they've been selling them right and left. I just got a call this morning from the beauty shop saying, I'm sold out, bring me some more.
I think I have to move. Move somewhere.
My book has been out, was out in October, and I have averaged $100 a month in sales.
Nice.
And that's it.
And you know, and you have a really
and
good
that's
writer.
Taken off. So
your
that's taken
group.
Off.
Your writer.
Oh, I have a wonderful critique group.
The girl
that was talking about having looked at her first manuscript that she had the nerve to submit. My first experience in handing a speaker at a workshop, my first page, unfortunately he had a red pen in his hand.
Yeah,
and I tell you what,
I hate those red pens.
If I'd had a 2x4, that man would not have been able to walk out of that room. And my biggest fear was, oh my Lord, I've got 99,000 more words just like this sitting at home. What am I doing here? I might as well quit.
Yeah, I think this is what really is true. She's published with Dancing with Bear Publishing. But how many short stories? We didn't even get to short stories. How many short stories do you have?
I have sold probably over 350 short stories in the last three, four years.
See, look at that.
But that's
keep
not
going.
The only reason, and the only reason I did that was because somebody said you need credits in order to get your book published.
Yep.
So I said, well, heck, okay, fine. So I wrote those, and then I got hooked on that for a while because I liked the money. And then I thought, no, wait a minute, this is not what I wanted to write for, you know. But the thing about short stories is you can write about anything. I've sold stories that when I got an acceptance, I thought, I am not believing this. I wrote them about roosters, ducks, chickens, you know, my grandfather and a sick cat, you know, and my gosh, they were eating them up. But I'm thinking, I'm like, this is not me. This is not what I want to do. And the books that I have had published, I got one coming out this month, that's not what I like. I am a young adult fantasy writer. But unfortunately, nobody likes them but me.
See, but I know, but like I told her, you know, about you, Willow, that, you know, that if she can't get a publisher, she should self-publish it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I
absolutely.
Can't afford that, though. I mean,
listen, if this is just my opinion, and you know what they say about opinions. I won't say it because we're on the radio, but...
Well, we all have opinions, and it's okay. And this show's okay. We like opinions.
In my opinion, I don't... Like I said earlier, I have a few friends that are traditionally published. And other than the editing aspect of it, where they have editors that take care of stuff. I don't work any harder than they do with promoting and marketing, and they have to, or they're not going to sell because smaller publishers do not have a huge amount of money to promote your books. You have to do the legwork yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to do that yourself, especially for someone like
you,
Bobby, you've already got a fan base.
Yeah, she does.
So for you, self-publishing would be easy peasy.
I think so, definitely. Yep.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be easy peasy on the pocketbook. You know, that's my problem.
It's not that expensive.
That's where it comes in that we all work together. Yeah. Like somebody might do cover, like Jeff does covers, and then Willow can format. I mean, everybody works together to help each other, and then like you know. Everybody works together and helps each other out. You know, that's why we need each other because we couldn't, we can't afford to go pay
hundreds of dollars. Well, that sounds great.
I told her, because I did say, Bobby, so that you'll contact Willow and they'll help you to do this. It's not going to be what you think it is. It's free to publish on
Passwords, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. It's free to publish on CreateSpace if you do your formatting and all that stuff yourself. It's absolutely free. You don't have to pay a dime.
But if
you can't do, like, all my covers on my e-books, a lot of those I did myself before Jeff did the two new ones, and Jeff will probably be doing the rest of mine because they're fantastic.
I hate to interrupt, but I had a day job and I've taken up my whole lunch break, so I need to go.
I want to ask you one question. I want you guys. We'll do this again. Maybe we'll do it on an evening. Okay. You know, how much are your covers? Like, what's the range so people will know?
My pricing.
Yes, just so they know. From what to what?
I price based on need, and it depends on a person's ability to pay. So I really enjoy doing them. So if it's not too much work, and they have some source material, like Willow gave me one cool photograph that I worked from, and everything else kind of followed from that. So then
Bobby should contact Bobby. All right, Bobby, are you still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So you're gonna get your book done. You'll be getting it done.
Oh, don't worry, I've got 15 of those little suckers sitting there.
Thank you so much. Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show, and please come on again. We'll have a night one, Willow, when he can stay longer, too. Okay, we'll have a night one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye,
Jeff.
Bye.
All right, that was great. Okay,
bye.
You know what? See, Willow, we should do this again because this has really been very helpful. I got, so many notes here myself. Bobby, I don't know if you heard this. Willow talked about, and Jeff, they were talking about the pay per clip, per click on Goodreads.
No, I lost the sound there for a while.
I'll call you with this, and I'll tell you something. I'll call you with this. All right.
There's one more thing I'd like to address before we leave, if I may.
Okay. Okay. No, you could tell. We're not leaving. You could leave. You could stay a few more minutes if you want.
Okay. I want to say this for all of the self-published and indie authors out there. One of the things that we're trying to do with this group, we've talked about trying to build this close-knit community, this family of writers and authors, is there's a lot of misconceptions about being in competition with each other. And you wouldn't believe how many people have asked me who my biggest competition is. And first and foremost, you're not in competition with anyone.
Yeah, I never look at it.
That's
no.
how
no.
you
I don't look at
have
it.
To go
yeah.
out the door. It's,
no.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
There are 52 weeks of a year. You can read the sum total of every book I've written in 1 week. What are the readers supposed to do the other 51 weeks?
Right.
Wait on you to write
exactly.
another book?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Competition has to stop. This has to be reader-friendly, and it can't be reader-friendly
because I agree
while
with you.
Arguing
Listen,
with each other
I,
and sticking knives in everybody's back.
You're right. You know what? And you're absolutely right. And that's why maybe a show like this on self-publishing type of things, maybe we'll just do once a month or something because
that sounds great.
And we should do this because everybody I've been doing this a long time too, but all of these things we never really explained before. And I think it's really good. I mean, I think, Willow, you've got some great people to work with. And I think that all of us, you're right. I believe if everybody works together, it could be, I don't look at competition. I don't look at it that way. I look at it like I've made friends, not competition. It's ridiculous.
But so many people do. And that's the problem is they look at other authors out there who are just trying to do the same thing and they, think of them that they have to. I don't know really what I'm trying to say, but
You're just trying to. We're all trying to do this because we like to write, and that's the thing. I was talking to someone this morning, as usual, talking, but I was talking, and I said, just try to have fun, and that is what I'm going to do right now. Because personally, all of this PR is just too overwhelming for everybody. I don't care who you are. Okay, and you can't do it 24 hours a day. And then the thing is, everybody's forgetting about how much they love to write. And that's what everybody needs to do. So if we could figure out some of these things that we can do that don't take up as much time as doing what everybody is, nothing. It doesn't work. A lot of these things don't work. So if we could find things that work that we could write, this is better. for everybody.
Well, if you have a network like I do in this little East Texas area, I get emails every day. Somebody's having a book signing. Would I like to join them? And if somebody invites me and says, you know, do you know somebody else? That's the first thing I do is get on there and say, who is available for this particular day and this particular night? And then they come with me. We both sell our books, you know.
That's great.
Like you're saying, it's not a competition because you help me, I help you, and we all get our stuff out there.
That's right. And everybody benefits, especially the readers, because,
oh, sure.
I mean, come on. Nobody wants to see a bunch of drama. You don't see J.K. Rowling and Stephanie Meyer and Noah Roberts. They don't involve themselves in drama and backbiting.
No, they don't.
Say that I've seen a profuse amount of that, but I've seen enough of it that didn't have anything.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
That it hurts me because we're stronger as a unit.
I agree. Definitely.
Well, the thing about it, too, I think every area loves to know that within their little group, they have authors that write.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
every section.
I agree with
you,
but you know what? These libraries, you know, I call the libraries, and it's like you're begging them, and I'm saying, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore because this is ridiculous. Kids would love to hear the books. I mean, I don't understand this. I'm not even charging them. I think what it is they don't want to take the time to do the event. That's what it is.
Well, see, my library calls me. I have gotten more book signings through my library than I have anything else. They'll call me. In fact, I've got a book signing coming up June 23rd because they're having a 50th anniversary event, and they wanted me to get a couple of my friends, other author friends together, set up a big book signing in the main library. And the lady that's in charge of the, board of directors,
you know, I'm going to try to do a show about get some librarians on here. We could have some.
Mine would be lovely.
Okay, you know what? And I think we should do that, Willow. You know, and I think that'd be a good thing because people that have been self-published a lot of times don't get to go in the libraries. And
small towns, I think, are different because, like, that's why
I've
have
got
my
to go, ladies. I got another phone ringing.
Bye. Take care.
That might be the difference between small towns and big towns, though, because my library is cool with us coming in and doing signings.
Right. Yep. My books, the Inheritance isn't yet because I just haven't run it over there yet, but Birthright is in the junior high, middle school, and high school library, and my local library is about to put it on the shelves there. And it was easy. I just went down there, and, of course, they said, well, I need to read it. And I would
that's what our school, the junior high, did
before
too.
They put it on the shelves.
They have some of my books. They have the books, yeah. But it's just that it is different in a larger, you know, city.
There's a lot more red tape in the larger areas.
But, you know, it doesn't have to be as hard as they make it. I'm going to try to do a library show. I think that would be a good thing to see what those librarians are thinking. You know, what could they be thinking? I don't know. But, you know, I mean, it's the same thing as the bookstores. You know, it's like I said I can get people in. I have had my own book signings and got a lot of people there. So I'm not even asking them to get people in. I'll get people in, you know, and I'm thinking, like, this is so ridiculous, you know. But I think with help like everybody's getting today, especially with all this, is a good group of people, and, you know, all of this, and I think Willow and, you know, Jennifer, all of you, you know, really, and Kimberly, you're doing a great thing. And the thing is that getting out the self-publishing word is really important. But like Jeff said, if Kirkus is accepting it now, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
For it's a lot of money. That's the only problem.
And if you don't have the money, because some of us don't have the money
it's
to pay $400.
It is, right.
If you're developing, that's part of the whole developing a reader base. If you can get your readers to write a review, that helps so much.
Right. Okay. I think what you're saying is right. And the good reason, I think the clicks, that's a good thing. I'm going to do that. I haven't, you know, there's so many things I could do. I write notes down and do this, but, you know, it does become, I'm just like everybody else, overwhelming. But I will say that I think I'm starting to write again more. And I think, and I have a lot of, I have 11 screenplays. I write a lot. But when I started doing all this PR is when I started just going, you know, you can't focus as much.
Yeah, Kim and Willow and I have talked about that before, how, like, it's like we have all this to do, and when today I'm supposed to be writing, but I'm not, you know, because we have so much other stuff to do that a lot of it's just a time issue. We don't have time to write, and then by the time all my kids, I have 5 kids, by the time my kids are in bed, I'm tired.
I know.
And I fall asleep at my computer.
Yeah. I know.
No, yeah, tonight we have a party on the party page, Marcia. So
yes,
we'd like to invite everybody to come from 6 to 10. It's an author showcase party. All of the authors in our group.
Tell people how to get there.
Kim, do you know it?
www.facebook.com/ oh, gosh.
Look it up.
I'm going on the page. Okay, it's /book-release-party-page, all lowercase.
Okay. And download Afterlife today.
Oh,
yes,
thanks. Yes, and please go download Afterlife today.
Yes.
Okay.
And while you're at it,
your
get her other stuff.
Go download Afterlife.
All right, this is very good. I appreciate you all for being on, and I'm really glad I met you because this is a good thing. Sandra, are you here? Sandra? We should do some of these things. We will do some of these things. And like I said, we would like to probably do some parties too. You know, it might be fun to do some of these things. So, she just put it out on the, she just put it on the chat room. But, okay, and I'm repeating this. If anybody does want to work with me and help me, I could actually pay some money. I need help. And Sandra, we've talked about this. We could use help. So if somebody does want to help us, we are here. Just call me. I'm desperate. I really can't do all this. The shows are really so important to me. You know, I really like the shows. So that's what I've been doing a lot of because I'm learning just like everybody else is, and I've been doing this a long time. But there are so many new things to do now that are good. And, you know, Bobby, you know, right, I think that Bobby will get her book done because I think she doesn't think she will. And she doesn't create a space. You can do this. So I think that, you know, I'll send her to her, you know, because she said she was a friend of yours already now, right, Willow? You became
Bobby.
Yeah. And, because I think.
And I'll be happy to give you any information you need, Bobby.
I told her. Yeah, she's off now, but I told
her. Oh, I forgot.
It's okay. I told her the other day, you know, after she said she was friends with you, because I think that, you know, everybody working together, I think you're right. And I think it shouldn't be. I'm not that competitive, and, you know, maybe it's not so good, but that's just how I am. I've always been this way. You know, I like to have fun, but I don't like to compete against, you know, people. They're my friends, and I don't want to compete. You're right. Everybody's different.
I'd much rather them be my friends than compete.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's got to be a competition, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
Because the whole reason I did this is because I love it.
I know.
And if it starts, if it becomes a competition and there's that kind of stress and stuff involved, it's no longer enjoyable for me. And, you know, none of us are getting rich, so we ought to enjoy it.
And I should say that our next shows, let's see. All right, tomorrow we actually have, JD, I think she has a show. She does, I think. Let's see, I got so interested in this conversation. I'm not doing that. Well, it's good. I'm the boss, so I did it wrong.
Well, we could all talk for hours. I mean, Willow and I and Kim and I now, we talk for hours about this sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All
we
together
can be on the
throwing
phone.
Around ideas. And
I know. I talked to Willow, at 12 o'clock, then I go to Jeff, my editor.
Yeah.
And then he was coming in, and I picked him up at the train, and then he says to me, and we were like, didn't even sleep the night, because my husband goes to bed early, but he goes to bed at like 10, and this is like, I begin my night, and it's like 2 o'clock, 3
Same
o'clock.
Here.
You know, we all do this, you know, but tomorrow JD's show is really good. It's on at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's stories for kids, and the kids, if you have kids, this is a good way. They're very short stories, and on the air, on the blog talk, the author reads the story, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's
tomorrow,
cute.
Yeah,
I like
really
that.
A cute show.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's really, it's a fun show. And then Virginia has a show. She has a show on Monday at 1 Eastern. And Fran Orenstein is on with her book, and she's a very good author. She's done a lot of things. And then I have a show. Let's see, when is our show here? Let's see. It is Tuesday. Romance. Show. Sandra, who's on that show? Bethany Cross is on the show, and January Roberts and Melissa Kier is on the show, and me, and anybody that hasn't heard the show that Bennett was talking about, Bethany Cross will be on the show with us on Tuesday night at 8 Central. And it's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk about short stories. should people write short stories? And you guys, that's what I want to talk about next time, short stories that you've all done.
Okay.
I think they're essential.
Yeah, yeah. And that we will, you know, so if you want to listen to that show and call in, we'll take your calls, because the short stories are very important out there for especially new writers.
Yes,
absolutely.
I agree.
And we will talk about that. All right, so thank you again, and have a good weekend.
Thank you for having us. It was great.
And we will do this again, because I think this is a very important thing that people, you know, and you have lots of ideas, and I think people out there need to know this, because they feel alone sometimes. They really do. You know,
yeah.
As many people as you just, because for our regular friends don't get this. They're not going to.
No.
It's not their fault. They don't understand.
No, and you can't sit and have a discussion about comma placement and homonyms and synonyms and and all of that with your friends without them rolling your eyes, without them rolling their eyes and sighing. So
right, I know.
It's a good thing.
It's again how many pages and how many words and whatever. Nobody cares, you know. And so, but we all care about each other, so that's a good thing. So all right, and I think you've started a good thing going here. So I'm going to continue this on here. So you will do this again.
Okay.
Good topic. All
sounds
right, good topic. Okay. All right, take care.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.